Now listen to Simon Peter. Now therefore, why tempt ye God to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear? Now, Simon Peter makes a tremendous admission here. He said, if you want to know the truth, our fathers never kept the law. And I've made this statement. I'm sure many of you have heard us make it many times. And if you haven't, you will if you listen to the program. Did you know God never saved anybody by keeping the law? There's not a person that ever kept it. God has always saved on one basis alone, and that's on the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And before he came, men brought a sacrifice. They brought it by faith. Abel knew the little lamb never took away sin, but he knew that little lamb pointed to the one that God had told his mother about, that the seed of the woman would come and bruise the serpent's head. And he believed that. He believed God. That was the way. Now, will you notice, friends, and Simon Peter says to tell the truth, why don't we admit it? We don't keep the law. I want to repeat this again because I think it's important to say. I know nothing that'll make a hypocrite out of a person than this pretension that you are living a life on a high plane and well-pleasing to God. That you're keeping the Sermon on the Mount, you're keeping the law, and it's just hotsy-totsy for you. You are it, my friend. I want to say it to you, and I wish I could look you in the eye and say it. Why are you pretending? Why don't you admit you're a lost sinner? That you do not please God, you have no capacity for him, and why don't you go to him in faith and trust Christ as your Savior, come as a sinner, and he'll receive you. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. That's the way I came. Everybody I've ever met that's ever been saved had to come that way. Saul of Tarsus came like that. The Ethiopian eunuch came like that. They've all come like that, friends, that have come to him. Now, will you notice what he says here? We shall be saved, but we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved even as they. And Simon Peter puts it so nicely. He says, we're going to be saved just like they're going to be saved. And Simon Peter says, and he still didn't eat pork at this particular time. But he says, I'm not saved because I don't eat pork. I'm saved because I've trusted Christ, saved by the grace of God.